Well, I'm here with Matt this morning on Monday morning, and let me just describe, he's completely mummified actually. He's one of the only swimmers here practically who swim with a complete wetsuit.
I look absolutely ridiculous.
You don't? No, but you also swim lots, and you've got socks on, and you've got gloves on, you've got a neoprene hat on.
Yep.
You've just got goggles and your little nose sticking out and your mouth so that you could actually breathe.
Yep.
But how was it for you? Because you swam kind of quite a long distance today.
Yeah, I swam about 12 lengths. It's Yeah, it's great. I think I really, really miss it when I'm away from swimming, but I just, going in literally for a dip for a width doesn't seem enough, and I got all the gear.
Yeah.
I met this guy who goes swimming across lakes.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, and he recommended getting all this kit.
Yes.
And so I tried it out, and I love it because it means you can swim over Christmas. You can actually do some proper swimming rather than literally just jumping in and out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we do swim about... I swam 2 lengths today.
Do you?
Yeah, I did.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. That's because you're crazy.
No,
I would never do one.
I mean, if you come every day, it's kind of, you get used to it and you really feel the difference in temperature.
Doesn't it hurt your head?
No.
Because really?
I have 2 caps. Not
right.
A neoprene, but 2 caps. And I mean, yes, the face gets a bit cold, but it's more the hands and the feet.
Yeah.
But the rest
the exercise,
is fine.
Otherwise, I don't think I'll be able to get in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better during the summer, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, but I think I spoke to you, was it last year I think I met you?
Yeah.
Are you a film director or
I
a
am,
camera?
Yeah.
Film
yeah.
director, yeah. So you're away a lot on locations
I am, I'm off this week to Bulgaria in the Isle of Man.
Okay.
To do a couple of different things.
Brilliant. What do you do?
I'm doing a video for Take That on Wednesday, and then I'm doing a film with Ray Winston starting on Friday.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so it's good.
It's good to be busy.
But I'll be away from here. I really miss it.
Yeah. So then when you come back, I mean, it makes sense that you kind of put your gear on because you're not acclimatized as such as
we
are.
No, exactly. I just, I'll be away for a couple of weeks and then come back and I can't get back in.
Yeah.
So I've got to put the goggles and the hat on.
Yeah. So when you're on location, what do you do to kind of exercise and relax? And
Nothing. That's the problem. Well, no, because you get up like 5 in the morning. You probably go to bed at 1 o'clock at night. So you don't really get much chance.
Yeah.
I was lucky on the last film I did. It was a film called Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Okay.
There was a swimming pool around the corner from where we were staying, so I used to go every couple of days.
Yeah. You don't kind of run or anything instead of swimming?
Oh, yeah, I go running. I come running here each morning.
Oh, okay. So do you live locally?
Yeah, pretty close, just around the corner from Stretton Mill Station.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Great, man. I think you're still a bit cold, so I'll let you get showered. Did you go to the sauna at all?
I haven't been in yet, actually. I should one of these days.
Yeah, it's nice,
I'll be
too.
Late for work, but
yeah. All right, well, great chatting to you, and enjoy the shoot.
Thank you.
All right.
See you, man.
Bye.